Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome, welcome. This is the official trailer for the Detox Dilemma Podcast, and I am so excited to finally be here talking with you. This has been a long time in the making, and as a listener, I want you to know exactly what you're getting into. I'm your host, Wendy, and I'm an environmental lawyer who now specializes in the regulation of toxins, and I'm also a clean living coach, which, by the way, I totally made that up. But it is a fairly accurate description of what I do, which is to teach women just like you why you should kick toxins out of your life, which ones you should be concerned about and why, and finally, how to do it slowly and one thing at a time without the overwhelm or freaking out about it. This show is all about low tox living, natural wellness, and holistic health, but for real life. As you get to know me, you'll find out I'm a lot of a hippie with a little bit of Chick-fil-A, and I have the mouth of a sailor. When I get passionate, F-bombs tend to fly, so this is definitely not a PG-rated podcast. Listen, you do not have to be a hippie to be more holistic. If you are thinking you need to DIY your house cleaner with vinegar, get some chickens in your backyard, or give up every single product that you love, that is total BS. A low-tox life is super realistic. If you are listening to this, you likely care a lot about your health and you're interested in clean living, and that's amazing. But I want to ask you to let go of this idea that you have to be perfect and focus on progress instead. I know the amount of information out there is overwhelming. I mean, what the F is an endocrine disruptor anyway? No, really. Like, what is it actually, and what's the problem? And what's the deal with fragrance? Is it toxic? Is it not? How do you know? How do you know it's backed by actual science and what's not? And how do you trust that some company didn't just pay for that science? Because that happens all the time. That's why I'm here. Each week, I'm going to be tackling complicated issues in research, and then I'm going to break it down for you and make it super simple and bite-sized, easy to listen to episodes. I'm going to be busting some myths and misinformation and arming you with facts. I will explain why it's so important for you to avoid specific toxins in your products and relate it to your real life, and then share with you the best way to swap to cleaner products, and I'll even do my best to give you options you can pick up at Target, because y'all know, I know that you're shopping at Target, because I am too. Now, I don't think you can talk about ditching toxins without also talking about what those toxins are doing to women's health. Men's health too, yes, but women suffer more because we use significantly more products than men. So I'm going to be bringing on health practitioners of all kinds to talk about why 1 in 3 women have a thyroid disorder and half of them don't even know it, why infertility is exploding at exponential rates. We'll talk Hashimoto's, gut health, PMS, PCOS, balancing hormones, natural remedies, and all things holistic wellness. So who am I and why should you listen to what I have to say? A little backstory about me. I always knew I wanted to be a lawyer. I love to debate. I enjoy playing the role of devil's advocate and challenging people to think critically. And I really value having people around me with different belief systems. I like it when people challenge my perspectives. It makes me better. Even though I knew I wanted to be a lawyer and had an inkling that I wanted to somehow soothe bad guys, I didn't know exactly what that looked like. But when I was 20, the movie Erin Brockovich was released, and I knew I wanted to be her. I wanted to protect the environment and sue the big corporate jerks for poisoning people, and I had a sincere and very naive belief that these things were illegal, and I just had to be a really good lawyer and sue their pants off. I'd like to think I still have some level of optimism, But I did learn in law school very quickly that actually the majority of these toxins are perfectly legal and companies operate on the honor system, which totally blew my mind. And if I'm being honest, it still does. I started right out of law school doing environmental litigation and quickly learned that I preferred environmental policy and planning. So I did that for a few years, and then I took a job in Europe that literally changed my life and set me on a path that ends with me talking to you in this microphone. My job was so freaking cool. I got to analyze environmental regulations and decide whether the US standard or the European standard was more protective of human health. And those years changed me forever. I will share and talk about my experience throughout my podcast episodes. It didn't just change me professionally, though. I learned a lot from living there. I learned, thanks to an Italian doctor, that synthetic fragrance was the root cause of me suffering migraines for 20 years. And after ditching all fragrance, my migraines mysteriously disappeared. Yet not a single neurologist in 15 years of throwing drugs at me and having me do food elimination diets ever once mentioned the dangers of the toxins found in synthetic fragrance and their link to migraines. I learned all about the dangers of fluoride in drinking water and the overuse of antibiotics in the United States, especially with babies and kids. Europe was so good for me in so many ways, and it wasn't just the wine and pizza, although that had a little bit to do with it. Since returning to the US, I have focused exclusively on the bills and the regulations related to toxins in your air, drinking water, and in the products that you have all over your home. And after spending years lobbying to change the toxins laws in California and succeeding, eventually I slowly, very slowly, because I'm very stubborn, realized that changing the laws and going up against the big Johnson & Johnson's and Procter & Gamble lobbyists probably was not a realistic way to help women, at least not in the short term. It will likely take decades before we see any real change there. I haven't totally given up, and I still have Erin Brockovich dreams, don't get me wrong, and I still take time to lobby. But what I've learned is that the best way to beat the handful of corporations that own all the brands and spend millions of dollars to keep the government from regulating their cheap toxins they love to use is to share and educate you. If you know how to read labels, spot the toxins, and avoid them, then you can change everything, and we can raise an entire generation that knows better than we did. I think that's all for now. Thank you so much for being here. And if you love the show, reviews, unfortunately, make a huge difference to the podcast algorithm gods. So if you want to help me spread the toxin-free living gospel, please, if you feel called, leave a review. One last thing, if you have any questions or topics you want me to address on the show, there's a link in the show notes for you to drop me a voicemail. Each month, I'll choose a few questions to answer right on the show in a bonus episode. It's gonna be a good time. I really hope you stick around for the ride.